I plopped down in a swirl of self-conscious misgivings, unable to notice anything. Other names were called, and students shuffled forward, disappeared behind the screen, and then shuffled out another door. By the time my turn came to go behind the screen, my own name sounded as nonsensical as the book title I had typed in boldface on my manila folder. The wife scout sat erect as a martinet in the same swivel chair in which my former professor had swayed and slouched, his cigarette ash lengthening dangerously above his necktie, as he alerted us to the many ways James Joyce was going to employ the words cold, wet, and damp for mood effects. The scout was a chic, formidable number, a little too old for the hair color to be all her own. After she had finished writing something in a notebook, she looked up as if bringing me into existence and asked if I would mind standing on her left while she read my work. "No, ma'am, of course not," I said, wondering if there was anything sinister about her specifying the left side. The scout's manicured fingers, polished with a sophisticated shade of brownish mauve, were actually touching my pages. She wore an emerald wedding ring in an old-fashioned setting. On the second page, she uttered a little humph of surprise, and I was dying to ask what, but was afraid of jinxing the proceedings. At last, she sat up even straighter, clacked the pages together, replaced them in the folder, and handed it back to me with a crisp sketch of a smile. "Sorry, this isn't right for us," she said, "but good luck." She was writing something in the notebook as the already invisible author of Windy Peaks shuffled out.